Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Ches, Pasakum, Bishalakum, Cholavakum, Gvinosakum, and we started Cholavakum yesterday, which was Sif Yud Gimel in Simen Lamed Ches, and we're up to Sif Yud Dalet. Gvinosakum Asura. That's a special Isser. Even if you give a goy Chol of Israel, and you say, here, make for me cheese. So Gvinus Akum is also, that's a special Isser, like the Tcholov Akum, and there's Gvinus Akum. This has to do not with social interaction, but has to do with a common method of making it, was with Dvorim Asurim. So even if it, again, I mean, even if theoretically it has a Hechsher, or you know he didn't, but it's Asur, Chazal Asur. You can avoid it by watching and by seeing, that's built into the Takanas Chazal of Gvinus Akum being Osir. But there is a special Isser of Gvinus Akum. V'ma Yisrael Roach Aliva, if a Yid is watching the milking, because if you don't watch the milking, then you have a problem of Cholav Akum. So if he watches the milking, V'asiyas HaGvinos, and he watches the cheese making also, V'ma Gvinus B'sasasiyosan, if it was a Yid's Hein shel Yisrael mutaros, aval im hein b'shas asiyosin shel akum asuros, the iser of, in other words, even, I think I said it wrong, even if a Yid oversees the process of making cheese, but if it belongs to a goy at the time it was made, then there's this iser gvinos akum. What? The type of cheese that you have to—I don't know what the word curdle. You have to do something. It undergoes that process. Yeah, if it has to undergo that process, I don't know. Cottage cheese, you need that also. Whatever would need that process. Okay, that's Gvinus Akum. That's Yud Dalet. Tesvov. Hachema, butter, talya b'minig ha-makomos. Yesh makomos she'ein ochlim chema shel akum, where they don't eat chemas akum either, and they say also it's like gevinas akum, because of kashrus concerns, chazal asid it. Yesh makomos she'ochlim also, and they eat it, that it wasn't included in the iser, and of course you have to make sure that there's nothing non-kosher in it. So this is schwer. Why would that be true? Normally that's not the case. If you go someplace temporarily, you have to follow your own. So the beer here, there's a long beer in the Taz and in the Groh that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is based on, and there's really a Shulchan Aruch. The interpretation of this halacha is that they don't eat it for a different reason. It's not talking about, it's a shver halach, I mean, it's taken from the Shulchan Aruch. The interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Taz, is that it's talking about that mimokum she'ein ochlin, not because of the iser, like, that it's like vina sakum, but there's kashrus concern that there's not sufficient supervision. It's a shver pshat, but that's the interpretation of the Mefarshim, because or else this halacha is very much not in line with the usual halacha of such things. But there's no such concerns, because it doesn't have those concerns. And what? Yeah, the Metzius is different. In other words, out the Isra of Gvinus Akum, that Chemus Akum is like Gvinus Akum, he doesn't have. There's no such problem. And there's no kashrus concerns in the new place, and that's what it's talking about. That they sell lard Shuman Chazir, Al Ken Shuman Nasha Yirchak. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start Simon Lama Test tomorrow.